السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with Afiyat, and Allah accept all your khidmat for Deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني أفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Safar 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter number 52, Surah At-Tur, Mount Sinai, and verses 41, 42, and 43. These are the last three rhetorical questions that Almighty Allah is posing to the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, and non-Muslims. Hence, Almighty Allah poses the question, what? In the humul ghaib, do they possess the knowledge of the unseen? Do they know what's happening in the future? So obviously they don't know. For whom yaktubun, hence have they written it? What is going to happen now and in the future? Nay, remember, all that is only, solely, exclusively by Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Various verses in the Noble Quran teach us that, وَإِنَّهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. Only exclusively by Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, are the keys of the unseen, and no one knows it. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. Only He knows what will happen in the future. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And only He knows what is happening, what will happen, whether it be on the land or in the sand, or whether it be in the ocean and in the lakes. So all this belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter number 6 and verse number 59. So we'll find various verses like that. So we asking them, Allah says, that indahumul ghaib, what do they possess the knowledge of the unseen? A rhetorical question. No, they do not possess it. For whom yaktubun, what have they written it? So remember, they've written nothing, absolutely nothing. Am yuriduna kayda, or what are they intending to do? Are they intending the plotting, planning, like how they want to steal the Gaza, Mubarakah and Palestine because of the gas and the oil and petrol and so forth and so on? So what are their aims and objectives? Almighty Allah is posing this rhetorical question. فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Hence, the truth of the matter is, those who are non-Muslims, kafaru, and they are sane and mature, humul makidun, they are the ones who are plotting, planning, and scheming. O Muslim, when people are plotting, planning, scheming against me and you, so what rear guard action should we take? What preventative and protective measures should we take? So write all this down, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will envelope us in His mercy, and whatever they are plotting, planning, will fall on them. Write down chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, verse number 33. A Nabi, a prophet, a messenger of Almighty Allah cried in Palestine, in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, against the gay community. And Allah Jalla Wala created from time immemorial Adam and Eve, these haramis, these Satan and Lucifer's oulad and children and progeny. They said, no, we must change it to Adam and Steve and Madam and Eve. So the Nabi Lot, L-O-T, and his Arabic name, Lut alayhi salam. His Nami, Ismi Grami, honorable name, mentioned 27 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 29, verse 30, Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsidin. Oh, beloved Allah, you assist me against these mischief makers and troublemakers. Allah Jalla wa Ala told Jibreel alayhi salam and instructed him, this land, this piece of land of Sodom and Gomorrah, you pick it up and smash it to the ground. فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. And Almighty Allah made it as the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. And the stones that came down, remember, had the names of this gay brigade as well. Allah decimated and demolished and annihilated them. A Nabi, a Prophet, Messenger cries to Allah, chapter 54, Surah Qamar, the moon, and verse number 10, Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, his Nami, Ismi Grami is mentioned, his name is mentioned, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's name, 43 times in the Noble Quran, and chapter 71 is dedicated to him, and chapter 54, verse 10, his dua and supplication is mentioned. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered, I'm overwhelmed. You defend me, you assist me. So when me and you read against our enemies, the Americans and the British and the Jutlas and the Israelis and Zionists and the Hindus, Mushriks, what they are doing to our Muslims there in Kashmir and India and various other parts of the world, so read, رَبِّ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Chapter 54, verse 10, Ya Allah, I'm overwhelmed, overpowered, you defend me, you assist me. So Allah Jalla wa Ala opened the heavens and the flood and the deluge started. And thereafter, all the enemies drowned. The tufan, the deluge, the flood overtook them. So that is all, Mighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And chapter 40, verse 44, simple verse of Muslim, read, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, my matters, I'm handing them all over to you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is all-seeing, all-observing over His servants. And read, يَا مُنْتَقِمُ, يَا مُنْتَقِمُ. In Islam, we don't translate it as revenge. That's an incorrect translation. Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Allah, you take retribution from them. What they are doing in Afghanistan and Iraq, what they are doing now in Palestine, what they are doing in Syria, Libya, Kashmir, what they are doing there to our brothers and sisters in Bihar, and there in India and Bangladesh, and there the Rohingya Muslims in Burma and so forth. Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu. You see all this plotting, planning of their. Almighty Allah Jalla wala teaches us just before Surah Yasin, وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ سَيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِي. They are plotting, planning, it rebounds upon them. And then the more they try to say Muslims are terrorists, more of their own people embrace Islam. So remember that. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Hence, whenever a warner comes to them, then these enemies of Islam, مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. It only increases the hatred of Islam and Muslims in their hearts. Why? If you want to join it, نُفُورًا إِسْتِكْبَارًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَكْرَ سَيِّئِ. You want to stop there? Nufura istikbaran fil ard, because of pride and arrogance. Wa makra sayyi, they are plotting, planning, scheming, the evil plotting by Trump and by Netanyahu and by all these haramis, Modi and them together. Wa la yahiqul makru sayyi illa bi ahli. This evil plotting, planning, will only fall on them, the architects of it. Chapter number 35, Surah Al-Fatir, and verses number 42 and 43. And you see how humiliated, disgraced they are today. فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوهُمُ الْمَكِيدُونَ. They are the ones who are plotting, planning and scheming. أَمْ لَهُمْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. What do they have, a deity besides him, Almighty Allah Jalla? Can you really tell me your Lingam and your Ganeshi and your idols are going to help you? Can you really say that Jesus is the Son of God and so forth? Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah. So who are you making your deities and your gods? La ilaha illallah. Truly there is no deity. Truly there is no God, small g, illallahu, except God, capital G, except Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, wahdahu la sharika lahu. He's one alone and unique. He has no partners, no associates, no parents, no children. So this is a rhetorical question. Are there deities besides Allah? No, He is one alone and unique. Subhanallah. He transcends everything what they are saying, attributing to Him. Remember that from all weaknesses, shortcomings, and all type of things that do not behove him, so he transcends all that. Amma yushrikun, what they say that he has daughters. The mushrikeen said the angels are the daughters of Allah. The Christians say Jesus is the Son of Allah. Other people make partners to him. So all that is kufr and shirk and blasphemy and plurality of gods, totally rejected with the contempt it deserves in Islam. So that is our greatest weapon, tawheed, to believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, Iman. And that is the faith from the inner recesses of our heart. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 25th of Safar, 1447 year in South Africa, and in 1995% of the cities, countries, continent of the world, today is already the 26th of Safar, 1447. Hence you in South Africa, you will be scanning the sky for the new moon and crescent on Sunday night. And these other countries will be scanning the sky on Saturday night. So you should remember that. Inshallah, we will send out the dua and supplication for the new moon and crescent today, inshallah, in all the things we send out. Today, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we present to you the news, views, interviews globally, internationally, locally, and nationally. Today is day number 684, day in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, our Hamas, our Jihad Islami day in Palestine have killed the three Zionists and Jutlas and dispatched them to hell. This is Israeli media. They accepted in their media that 80,000 plus of their people, soldiers, have been wounded, injured, and more than 10,000 of their soldiers have been killed. And the Israeli Defense Force, Diaper Force, are underplaying the number. So easily, without fear of contradiction, we can say Hamas put away 100,000 of them, either straight to hell or on the way to hell. They are in transit to hell, you see that? So for that is the greatest karamat of Hamas. No Arab army could do that. No Muslim country could do that, because majority of them are bootlickers and they don't have the Iman and the faith. They are murtads, majority of the leaders, and apostates and out of the fold of Islam, and munafiqs and hypocrites. 80 rabbis have addressed Netanyahu and his cabinet and the war criminals and said, you must address the starvation there in Gaza, and you must go and settle the score with the settlers there, the violence they are carrying out, lynching the Palestinians, stealing their farms, stealing their property, murdering, injuring them. So that law we will say loudly and boldly, let every Jutla and Jutli, every Jew, Jewess and Zionist here, One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Everyone in Israel is a legitimate target for Hezbollah. Australia betrayed Israel. That is BB trumpeting away. He always wants to be the victim. Australia, your leader Albanese, you're a weak guy. And you have now betrayed Israel and so forth. Go to hell. You are disgraced forever. And Allah is going to punish you Jews forever. And you can do nothing about it because you are the murderers of prophets and messengers. You distorted the Torah and you murdered babies and innocent people as the world is seeing the genocide unfolding there. Israeli policewoman stomping the head of the Haredi people, you see. Whether it's one or two or whatever, it doesn't matter. Why? The Haredi say, we don't want to be in your army, and your army is corrupted, you're raping your own people and so forth, and stealing the land of the Palestinians. So we are dedicated to Torah, they say. So now the army is running short of personnel. They want conscription, so big problem among themselves. Quran taught us all these things here. In chapter 59, verse number 14, Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid. The war among the Jews is very severe. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Because they are a people who got no brains, no intelligence, murdering 50,000 children, UNICEF's record, statistics, murdering 400,000 people in Gaza, according to our own sources and so forth. Now Hamas agreed to the proposed ceasefire unconditionally. So now the Jutlas are in the catch-22. So now their spokesperson says, no, we want all the hostages to be released one time. But they're playing for time now, and their own people are fed up. They said, we must accept this proposal that the hostages will be released in two batches, and there will be 1 million people protesting, inshallah, this Sunday in Tel Aviv and various parts of Israel, shaking up America and the Zionists and so forth. Sally Rooney, the Irish author, says, you can go to hell, call me a terrorist if you wish, so be it. I will continue supporting the Palestinian action. Well done, Sally Rooney. That's what we need, people who have a spine and can stand for the truth and tell America and Israel and Europe and all Britain, go to hell. BB's ties with France is deteriorating. More than 10 countries will be recognizing the state of Palestine in the United States and United Nations, remember, when they have the big meeting in September. So now, because Israel is on the defensive, humiliated, disgraced, and will always be disgraced, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will punish them with the worst punishment. So Netanyahu, the war criminal, tells Macron that because of your recognizing and intending to recognize Palestine, anti-Semitism is increasing. Go to hell with your Holocaust and anti-Semitism. We don't accept it. We say you are the biggest terrorists and murderers today on this earth with America. U.S., look at America now. U.S. to fight the drugs cartel in Venezuela. All this is just baby talk, to, you know, for the press, for public consumption. The real target is who? Maduro. Maduro told them, go to hell. Told the American regime, Biden and Trump, you go to hell. And we don't recognize you if you don't recognize us. And now Trump is sending ships and all that in the direction of Venezuela. They want to topple him. He says, I'm bringing my million men, militia, and I'm ready to take you on. Very good, Maduro. You must be like him, you know, Hugo Chavez. That was a good leader. Chavez, I visited Venezuela, and we remember Chavez. He called George Bush the Satan. And he said, when I addressed the United Nations, the odor of George W. Bush still stinks there. Well done to you. You said, that is murder. This guy here, Hugo Chavez. So 35 people killed in Nigeria, and where? Right in the masajid, in the mosque. So these are the Christian terrorists. These are the people, remember, that want to cause tensions and conflict between Muslims and Christians there. So you, the Muslims in Nigeria, you should have, you must remember your own security, everything, behind every mosque, you know, and you should have your cameras, everything, so you can show the world that who the real terrorists and perpetrators of violence are. Iraq facing a huge drought. You see, when Saddam, President Saddam Hussein, a Shaheed, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, murdered and executed by the Kuffar, Shias, and the Americans. So President Saddam Hussein was there. Things were booming there in Iraq. And Israel and America could not see that. So what happens then? Now they brought this puppet regime of the Shias, and Allah is punishing them. Big, big place, problems with the drought and great shortage of water for them there. Remember, Iraq is majority Shia compared to Sunni. More than 30 people killed in Afghanistan also. They want to destabilize the other Taliban government after 4 years and toppling the Americans with the 48 countries coalition, humiliating them. Trump is so frightened of Putin and Russia. No U.S. troops will go to Ukraine, and he, Zelensky, must forget joining, remember, the NATO, and he will have to give some land and all that in exchange for peace to Putin. Then things will progress. So that is where things stand. Burkina Faso, I like that country. I think I must go and visit them in Burkina Faso. I haven't been there. So there they are united. The United Nations diplomat, they told him, you're a persona non grata, you must get out from here, you're a non-entity, you stay in our country and you talk nonsense here, you give upside down reports, you pack up and foot sack from here. That's the right word to use. Well done, Burkina Faso. All these whiteys and all these guys who want to come and treat you like second class, third class, you must kick them out. Hurricane Irene, whatever hell you want to call it, is increasing, and it is going in the direction of the United States East Coast. You know they have two coasts there, East Coast and West Coast. So it's going that side there, East Coast, you know. Your East Coast is your Washington, New York, and all those areas, Maryland and so forth. Allahumma zid azabaka alayhim. Allahumma shattid shamlahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma ahlikhum kama ahlakta Ad wa Thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate America and the Republican Party and the politicians and the Democrats who are supporting Israel, the Haramis. Mufti Taqi Saab gave a wonderful bayan and a lecture against the Pakistani army. I heard it last night, and for that we are grateful to him. He said it is a disgrace and disgusting, bilkul sharamnak hai, that the Pakistani government has allowed 4 major hotels that they are given permission to sell alcohol. He said that during the time of General Ziaul Haq in 1978, then I also played a big role in that, you know, that in PIA no alcohol must be served, Pakistan International Airlines, and no alcohol for any hotels and so forth. And now this Pakistan government, which I call NAPAK Pakistan government, and crooks, you know. So they, on the day of independence and before that, they gave permission to 4 major hotels that you can sell alcohol. Second, they in Islamabad, you demolished a mosque. He said, which I also didn't know, and he said that according to me, in our history of Pakistan from 47 till now, you, the Pakistani government, never ever did you build one masjid with government funds and federal funds. All were built by the Pakistani public or with outside help and so forth. So it's a shame and disgrace and disgusting that now you went and you went to destroy one masjid there in Islamabad. So when the great, great people, you know, ulama, and they speak up, so we must congratulate them and speak against the governments and so forth. India, the students went from India to Australia, and these students, they stole $10 million worth of things in 5 months, and they used to steal from supermarkets all that, not for their self-use. Then they used to go sell it to other people and big merchants to go and charge people big profit. The Australian government caught them, and now the Indian students are humiliated. India is humiliated, and Trump is giving them big stick. Trump says, we will not buy material and fabrics from you, India. Now we will buy from Bangladesh. That's how America is doing. Now suddenly Bangladesh became their friend, Pakistan became their friend, and India is the enemy. We say, very good. India, you must take revenge now. Show America what you can do and tell them that no more for you, IT and so forth and so on. You can do that. You remember Modi, when you were praising Trump, you couldn't even say Donald Trump, you said Dolan Trump. The enemies, they couldn't even pronounce the name properly. Russia, Putin still hitting the hell out of Ukraine. Today is day number 1273. Day in, remember, Russia-Ukraine conflict. We support Putin and we're not ashamed of that. We like haramis when they harm America and Israel and Europe. Look at what America is going to do. They speak of human rights and speak of, you understand, democracy. So now America is going to send their people, migrants and whoever, deportees they call them. They're going to send them to Uganda. They're going to send them to Honduras. They're going to send them here to Swaziland. You know, Swaziland is an artificial country. In one day, you can finish up the whole country. So you must remember that. So these countries here, where? So Uganda said, yes, you pay us millions of dollars, we will accept the deportees from Africa and Asia. Let's give you our South African news. You'll be shocked. Listen carefully, you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa signed it already. Political parties, if they receive donations of more than 100,000, then they must disclose it. So if I give them 99,000 plus, which I'll never give them 99 cents also, so then they don't have to disclose it. So how many people can give the ANC, the DA and EFF and the other Mickey Mouse parties, you must remember, that so much money and they don't have to disclose it. So how the hell you expect to have free and fair elections here? And as individuals, an individual, the maximum he or she can give per year, per annum, is 15 million per year. Now that is, so many people will give and then they will tell you what policy they want, because money speaks all language. Mango Airline is history. Mango Airline lost its investor and its wings are also cut now forever. They're going to pay you. You bought tickets and now you never flew. They're going to give you for every rain 11 cents. That is what they said yesterday. Gauteng teacher dismissed after raping a girl in school at gunpoint. That is your laws, ANC. For guys like this, raping girls in school at gunpoint, you should hang them in public. The public, you should give them the death sentence. But you want to impress the white man and the Westerners and those people. So your crime is now spreading out of control. Du Plessis, you know the guy who went to fight the Chechen Hazmat. Hazmat gave him such a thrashing, you understood? So now he told him, me, the Hazmat told Du Plessis, the Burki, and told him, hey, you little Burki, come, I give you a rematch. Du Plessis said, no, I don't want another rematch because you gave me enough hiding the first time. Well done to our Chechen Muslim brother for donoring the Burki. He saw stars daytime and nighttime, the harami. The sixth is all this national dialogue, not worth the paper on which is written. Six legacy foundations already pulled out. the DA pulled out, the FF plus pulled out, the Freedom Front. Cyril says he must be the president of the National Dialogue. Cyril, you made a mess of South Africa. Trump is the worst president in the history of America. And you, Cyril, might just go down as the worst president of South Africa as well. So very bad things. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. وَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكْ وَأَنْتَ رَحْمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Chapter 7, verse 151. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. And whilst you alone exclusively are the most merciful one to show mercy. Today's 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Hassan Ali. He'll be interviewed by Mawlana Zahid. Plus of marriage between 11 and 12, between 1 and 2, Tafsir, commentary of the Noble Quran. Today is Wednesday, folks. So remember that we all should turn to Allah, read Zuhr Salat on time and every Salat on time, and take out 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes and turn to Allah, Jalla Wala. Allah give hidayah to one and all. Allah protect our beautiful country, protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlis Al-Aqsa, and decimate America, Jutlas and Israel. And may Almighty Allah let justice prevail. Justice will prevail, then peace will come. No justice, no peace. That is the law of Islam, and that is the law we stand by. Jee Mausaleem, we have 10 minutes, 11 minutes, let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, a prominent Salafi Sheikh from the UK said publicly that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was very weak in fiqh. Mufti Sahib, what's your take on such comments?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you must tell him that the greatest, you must remember, Salafi is Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and them. So they used to say in the fatawa that some people are such adwallu min himari ahlihi fi baytihi. They are worse than the donkeys in their backyard. You see that? So he's a donkey in his backyard. If Imam Abu Hanifa is weak in fiqh, then how come, you must remember, that Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, An-Nasu Iyalun li-Abi Hanifata fil fiqh. That Imam Shafi'i said, Imam Abu Hanifa born 80, passed away 150. Imam Shafi'i born in Gaza 150, so obviously they never met. But he read his student books, and he read the fatawa, and he read the books of his students. Imam Abu Hanifa's student is Imam Muhammad. Imam Muhammad is the student of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. So Imam Shafi'i says, "An-nasu iyalun li-Abi Hanifa fil fiqh." And then he said that we are the children of Abu Hanifa in fiqh. The first time, you must remember, Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Malik met there in Medina Munawwara in Masjid Nabawi. So he sat at the back, you see, Imam Abu Hanifa. All the students went away. Imam Malik saw this new person and he asked him, "Min ain? From where are you?" He said, Iraq. He, Imam Malik, said, "Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq." The people of Iraq are munafiq. It rhymes, you see. Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. The people of Iraq are nifaq, are munafiqeen and hypocrites. He, Imam Abu Hanifa, said, "O Ustad, O Sheikh, do you give me permission to read the Noble Quran?" He said, "Go ahead, tafaddal." So Imam Abu Hanifa read chapter number 9, verse number 101. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْإِرَاقِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. The Quran didn't say أَهْلِ الْإِرَاقِ. The Quran said وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ. You are in Medina, O Imam Malik. Allah is saying, and some people of Medina, مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. They continue with their nifaq and hypocrisy. لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. You do not know them. نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. We know them. He said, "You Abu Hanifa?" He said, "Yes." He told him, "You are such a person. If you show us a pillar and you say that this is gold, then you will bring a dalil also for that." These are the lalupan Jews, these Salafis of today. I challenge them. You, the idiot, the Safi who made the statement, I challenge you to pass a fatwa regarding MBS. Say if MBS is a Muslim or a murtad, you harami. So remember that. Well, you know, when the Shias, they curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, and them, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, we say that Nubahul kilab, la yadurru sahab, is a saying in Arabic. The barking of the dogs does not harm the clouds. You dog, you don't harm Imam Abu Hanifa in the least. Today, majority of the Muslims, they follow the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa. Nu'man bin Thabit, that is his karamat, you must remember that.
Mufti Sahab, I'm 70 years old. I will soon be going on my first Umrah trip, inshallah. I have applied for Hajj in 2017, not approved as yet. Can Mufti Sahab advise on the most important ibadat to make in Medina and Makkah as well as the important places to visit?
MashaAllah, you're 70 years old. Sauk is still not accredited you. There's big conflict and tension. It seems like Sauk will be in charge. According to what the press reports we are getting, all corrupted. Saudi government corrupted, the Hajj industry corrupted, the embassies corrupted, and that is how things work. You must remember that. So therefore, you need to look for a system. You must to name them and shame them. All these people who are corrupted, Kain and Mankan, whoever it is. So every day read 2 rakat salat, my mother, 70 years old, and read the verse, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Chapter 2, verse 128. Ya Allah, you show me the places for Umrah and Hajj. That is Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Madina will come in also. And forgive us, Ya Allah. You are of forgiving. You are very, very merciful. And then I will send you my Hajj Umrah kitab in Madina Munawwara. You should visit Masjid-e-Quba and read Salat there, visit Jabal-e-Uhud, and that is the mountain of Uhud. Go visit Masjid-e-Qiblatain, and mashallah, the men go there, to go to the graveyard on a Friday, Baqi. In Makkah Mukarramah, you visit Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Jabal-e-Nur, Ghar-e-Hira, you understand where the first revelation came. So, and the men go visit Muhalla, that is the graveyard there. So, but I'll send you, you understood, your numbers, and ZNR on says you send me a message on 071-888-1184, and thereafter remember that we will send it to you. So you peruse it and read it, the PDF copy, and in that way, inshallah, if somebody is coming here, I don't know where you are, I have 1-2 extra copies. So if you are from the Binoni area or something, then ask Mona Zamir, that my nephew, we can call him. So inshallah, then he can make arrangements. I'll send a hard copy there for you, so you can peruse it, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, can we use interest money to pay SARS tax?
100%, you must remember, they are taxing us till death, you must remember that. So why must you give the ANC government or any government, the Saudi government also, why must you give them halal money for their taxes and so forth? Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, they are khabith and impure and immoral. Any government that taxes its population and taxing us to death, so remember that we pay them interest with interest. So interest for the taxes and customs and duty and rates, all that you use, and their fines, you use taxes, you use interest money, all permissible Islamically. There's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, if someone doesn't greet you back when they heard your salam, is it a sin?
When I make salam to you, for example, so I will get the optimum, maximum reward. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'u min al-kibr. The person who greets first, who makes salam first, then he or she is free from pride. Therefore, we should make it a habit and make salam first. That will crush our pride and our arrogance. Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'u min al-kibr. Hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, and Quran teaches us, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. When somebody greets you, then you should be the one to reply to that person. I said, Assalamu alaikum. You say, Wa alaikum assalam. For you to reply is wajib, compulsory. And I said, Assalamu alaikum. You say, Wa alaikum assalam. Or you say, that be ahsana minha aw ruddha. You reply with better words. You say, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So that person who is not replying after he heard your salam is guilty of a major, major sin. Chapter 4 and verse number 86, Allah speaks of this in the Noble Quran. And your husband, wife, you're living in a house. Make your house a home and make your home Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. When you see your poppy, your honey, your darling, your sweetheart, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Poppy, you also must play your trump card, you see. You know your husband likes tea, coffee, you understand? And whatever, and cocoa and Milo and Allah alone knows what else, cappuccino. And so keep all that ready and say, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Allah salamti, Allah's peace will come down on that house and you will live happily ever after in this world and enter Jannat al-Firdaus together, insha'Allah ji.
Mufti sahab, my friend has one talaq given. She has passed two menstrual cycles. Her husband and she have decided to reconcile. Does she have to wait for 3 months before they make nikah?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses this issue in chapter 2, verse 228. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوا. When a Muslim lady is given talaq and divorced by her husband, obviously, then her iddat waiting period is 3 quru. Hanafi scholars and Hanbali scholars say 3 quru mean 3 menses. The Maliki and Shafi'i scholars say 3 periods of cleanliness. So you, sister, your 2 menses are finished. Now you and your husband absence make the heart grow fonder. You want to reconcile. So reconcile immediately. وَبُؤُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحَ. The husband has all the right to take her back. So tell her, poppy, darling, I'm taking you back. Come here, I want to give you a peck on your neck. You see that? So in that way there, that talaq will take place. But for future, you will have 2 talaqs left. If this is the first talaq, yes, reconcile immediately. And there's no need for tajdeed and nikah, to renew the nikah, because you are taking her back during the iddat period. So reconcile immediately. Jazakallah khair. I have to run to the masjid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.